Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, April 7th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, What a Merry-Go-Round. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast that takes you on a journey through the intriguing pages of Wikipedia. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we are examining a curious and perhaps not so well-known entry titled What a Merry-Go-Round. So grab a cup of coffee, get comfortable, and let's dive into the world of theater and societal reflections. The play, What a Merry-Go-Round, is not your everyday scripted tale. Written by the Scottish playwright Joyce Macmillan in 1984, this theatrical piece is both groundbreaking and thought-provoking. It's known for its candid portrayal of social issues, creating ripples in the pond of theatrical productions back in the day. Macmillan's play is set against a distinct backdrop, painting the vivid societal tapestry of Scotland during the 80s, and it brings about questions that are, perhaps, still relevant today. But before we delve too deep, let's pose the first of many questions that this narrative might inspire. How often do plays and other forms of creative expression influence our understanding of society? As listeners, have there been works of art that challenged your perspectives or broadened your thinking? Keep that thought in mind as we progress. Now, let's talk about the essence of this work, What a Merry-Go-Round, is designed as a satirical reflection on the socioeconomic conditions of the time. The title itself evokes imagery of cycles and repetition, suggesting an endless loop of events or behaviors. The merry-go-round becomes a metaphor for the societal patterns that, despite efforts for change, seem to repeat endlessly. As we live our everyday lives, how often do we find ourselves in cycles, patterns that are hard to break? This metaphor may resonate with many of you. The play's narrative structure is intriguing, characterized by its compelling social critique woven with sharp humor. This serves not just to entertain, but to engage and perhaps provoke the audience into recognizing their role in the societal carousel. One of the key discussion points in Macmillan's play is the critique of political systems and bureaucratic inefficiencies. It asks us to look beyond what is fed to us and challenges us to act and advocate for meaningful change. Reflecting on this, how does it make us feel about our current political climates? Are there echoes of what a merry-go-round in the systems around us today? And when a piece challenges our status quo, does it push us towards action, or do we hesitate, caught in the undertow of the familiar? Another remarkable aspect of the play is Macmillan's ability to blend realism with fantasy. What a Merry-Go-Round creates a surreal environment where societal norms are questioned and traditional roles are subverted. It's a reminder that theater, much like life, can be a wonderful mix of the real and the fantastical, providing a canvas where anything is possible, and yet everything holds a mirror to reality. This brings us to consider, how do we balance hope and realism in our personal narratives? How does a play such as this help in striking that delicate equilibrium? Furthermore, Macmillan pioneers in engaging audiences by not just sticking to conventional storytelling techniques. Her characters are vibrant, distinct, emerging from a tapestry of economic classes and social backgrounds, each bringing their unique narrative to the spinning wheel of the merry-go-round. In real life, each of us plays numerous roles, don't we? We interact with various social fractures, constantly oscillating between different identities. How do we embrace these multifaceted roles? Does it affect our contribution to the cycles within society? Now, as we come close to wrapping up, let's consider the impact of theater and arts in impacting societal change. Plays like What a Merry-Go-Round often act as catalysts, sparks in the darkness, pushing us to see the unseen or to speak the unspeakable. They nudge us toward reflection and sometimes urge us to push for the change we wish to see. So, dear listeners, here's a call to action. I challenge you to reflect on the cycles within your life and society. Are you content being a rider on this merry-go-round, Or are you inspired to change the ride altogether? Perhaps take some time to engage with local theater or arts and ponder the messages they might be conveying. It's a powerful starting point for introspection. At the end of this episode, let's take a moment to appreciate how these narratives hold the power to enlighten, unify, and transform. Thank you for joining me on this whimsical yet critical ride on Wikipedia. I'm Aloy, and I hope this episode has sparked some curiosity or even inspired some action in your lives. Until next time, keep questioning, keep reflecting, and remember, the merry-go-round is always in motion, but it doesn't always dictate our path.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day. What a merry-go-round. Thanks for listening. See you next time.